All right, it's a good morning to you. Welcome to Tech. Don't you guys miss me on this time? I'm always the evening one, the afternoon, and I think I am becoming to love the afternoon show. But of course, this has been my prime show. This, of course, at the beginning, and Dwight coming in, but now. Of course, he's doing the early morning scoop, so I have to step in for him. But it's a good morning to you, and welcome to Tech Ego. This is a show that, of course, we dive in and out of technology. But now it seems that this technology is under a cloud. The Ukraine, Russia, not conflict. Karatagoma. You remember that word? The Ukraine-Russia Karatagoma. The Karatagoma that is going on in Ukraine and in Russia. How is it affecting technology, the tech sector? Especially when it comes to the import or the imports of the major components of tech in the manufacturing sector, when it seems that countries are busy slapping each other one left, right, center with one sanction after the other. So we want to understand to what extent is this war going to harm the entire market, because we have oil that is starting to be very expensive, and some people are saying even that it might even go to £1 for an average family member in UK will spend £1 for in fuel. And do you know what £1 is? I think it's around $22. I mean, not 22,000 dollars. Excuse me. 22,000 Namibian dollars. That's 1,000 pounds. So that is going to be very high. But of course, we will be going for a short break and get our guest in. That is going to tell us more on the impact of the Russia-Ukraine conflict on the technology side. So let's go for a short break. And we'll return.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the art.
Welcome to the Free Your Mind Show. This is the show.
All right, of course, it's 8 minutes past 11. That's the time here. And, of course, Mr. George is here. Good afternoon, sir. Hello? Yes, Mr. George. Hello? Seems that we...
Hello?
Yes, Mr. George.
Yes, Dr. Franz.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Franz. How are you?
We are good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right. The issue of the conflict in Ukraine and, of course, the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
Yeah.
Do you see it affecting tech in any way?
The war in Russia is a likely turning point that is likely to affect everything and everyone is likely to be affected by the war if it is not handled carefully. If the leaders, the world leaders, are going to be emotional about the way they would react to that war in Ukraine, we are likely to see a different type of world emerging from that conflict. We are likely to see an escalation in terms of hostilities. You are likely to see some kind of depression of some sort. Because it is not a war that is just about petty issues. It's a war. It's the war between elephants. And tech and everything around life is like the grass, the trees, the buildings. So yes, it is likely to change a lot.
Okay.
It's likely to affect a lot.
Okay.
Yes. Because this war is about, I'm sure you've been following the history of world politics. These wars are usually wars of who should be the big man in the house. At the moment, Putin is pushing back big lions that are trying to encircle him. And he's saying to them, guys, enough is enough. You have expanded to the west. You've even, I mean, you call yourself a country, America, but America is not a country. America is a stolen country. It's a country that was naturally inhabited by Indians. You went in there, you treated them like animals, you took possession. Now you're expanding to our side. You want to turn us into another Australia. What will become of us? We are also Caucasians. and we can fight you in any way possible. China is here. India is here. It's a war of power, if you like.
All right. So how long do you think this will take until everything is destroyed?
It can be moments. It can be seconds. It's a trigger, but a France. And it is tech-based. The same technology we are discussing about is the one with which the world can be destroyed. I don't know if you were following. And this war in Ukraine is an opportunity for the West to test its technological capacity with which the future wars can be waged. I don't know if you saw the Ukrainian forces, how they take out a convoy with a single click of a button. I don't know if people are following. This is a tech war that the France, and you are going to see stealth. They haven't even gone to the stealth. They haven't even gone to the length, to the extent to which this can be more dangerous. I think people are trying to buy time in order to test their technological advancement in Ukraine using humans as a means to see who is more powerful. But the key pain is going to be felt by everyone everywhere. I think you saw yesterday there was an announcement that fuel price will be increased. Why? It's because of the war.
Yeah.
Fuel prices are skyrocketing around the world. Why? Because everything is interconnected. We do not have access to our own resources. Our resources are rooted through the West, and we are fed our own resources through the West, through the Western entanglement. And who is the owner of all the oil in the world? It's the West.
Yeah.
Russia have had an advantage to be supplying Germany with gas. And for as long as you are responsible for what people consume, you are their owner. Because all you have to do is cut the supply line and the person will be in pain. And that is what is being...
You can also be in pain because you need them as much as they need you.
You need them as much as they need you. And you have not been preparing. Well, Russia has always been under sanctions. It's just like Cuba. You cannot say now, I'm going to impose sanctions on Cuba, and as a result, Cuba will surrender their ideology. No, Cuba has been mastering ways in which to live with sanctions. And this is now going to, we are now going to see the extent to which Russia's dependency on the West would pain. You know, we are going to see whether sanctions are meaningful tools with which to destroy a superpower. Because Russia is a self-sufficient country, but yet Americans think they can simply pull the triggers, the old triggers of sanctions, and the citizens of Russia will rise up because they're hungry, and then Putin will be overthrown by his own people, because that's the only soft weapon that they are trying to apply. But now Putin is using military to push them back. Now, recently, he even threatened them with nuclear weapons. Because that's all that Russia has. Otherwise, if Putin does not achieve what he wants to achieve through annexing Ukraine, then it's going to be a walk in the park. The uprising in Hong Kong, the Taiwanese crisis with China, all those are trigger points that are likely to get us in trouble. I'm sure you heard of that plane that was flying over Taiwan that is likely to bring problems with China. Everyone is tired of being manipulated and being taken advantage of by the West. And we want to see the extent to which we can have a balance of power. Because currently we have a monopoly. The West is monopolizing the world. They're dictating the shots everywhere and for everyone.
Because China, it seems that there are many. I mean, there are many in the West. They have the majority. That's what it, I mean, from the look of things, the West has the majority of countries that are a bit wealthier.
Yes.
The financial muscle.
Yes.
Which they can use as an advantage against other countries. But there is another two blocks that are rising. There are two blocks, like the Belt Road Initiative, Center of Countries, and the BRICS.
Yes.
But do you think they have muscle enough to sustain themselves technologically and financially?
As a friend, you can fool some people sometimes, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. The rise of China, the rapid rise of China, in unorthodox ways, is not an accidental. China is not lucky to become, to be so competitive in the world economic stage. It is a strategic effort with which the West must be fought. Because when you have the money, you have the power. Now you have the Indians, I don't know how genuinely pro-Western they are, but if you try to balance your understanding of the world politics, there are countries that are pretending to be friendly with the West, but fundamentally they are not pro-West. They can always swing either side. Now, the Belt Road Initiative is one key threat to the survival of that dominance by the West. The BRICS initiatives, the friendships that are being forged, the West doesn't like that. You even saw during the Olympics, the recent Olympics, the manner in which the West was trying to embarrass the East by boycotting and creating issues where they are not, where they don't fit. They want to make statements. The Olympics were supposed to be the Winter Olympics. The next Winter Olympics was supposed to be in Russia, isn't it?
Yeah, was it Russia or China, I think?
No. The recent Winter Olympics were in China.
Yeah, okay. These ones were supposed to be
Western countries were making this. Yeah. So I'm now trying to say to you that France, these conflicts are deep. They are race based, they are tech driven. People are trying to show who should run the show. And do not be surprised, because what we don't know is if China rises up militarily, what is next? Yeah, so people can express their emotions, but these are years of planning, years of development. Putin recently said, look, I've been under sanctions. Russia has been reduced to a mouse country by the West. Because the West has been seeding the world negative information. One of the ways in which countries are actually minimized by value is also by perceptions. There are perceptions created about Russia, which if you believe, you can actually start thinking, but maybe Russia is just another country like Angola. Russia is a civilization. Russia is a country that is far more civilized, far more advanced, with the oldest history in academic terms, in conflicts, in so many ways. It was not accidental that Russia was once called USSR. It's not a wishful thing that happened. It's generations of development. It's generations of civilization. It's generations of improvement of life. And I think one thing that the West envies the worst is the manner in which Russia is peaceful, Russia is controlled, just like China. They are quick to say that these are
authoritarian
regimes. But who can live in a non-authoritarian household? If there is no authority in the house, what do you call it? Moshuamboko umbomos. Ilo to drugu chano hoka umboko mbwela.
Moshimbango.
I mean, what was Trump if it is not authoritarian? Trump was allowed to run. They were attempting to see if they can have an authoritarian leader in the likes of Trump. And Trump did what none of these so-called democratic leaders had achieved in the history of America. But because the systems are so pretentious, people have to be to call other people out in the negative. Look, listen to what Trump is saying about America. So yeah, it is a very complex war that is going on in Ukraine. And it's allowing us to understand things from different perspectives.
Right. So, but what then can, because we are at the recipient end, we can say we are at the bottom line of the technology food chain, if you like.
Yes.
So what should we do then? What do we do? Because it seems that the whole world is taking sides, either left or right, depending on depending on the ideology that one supports. But as far as the tech, if everything gets destroyed, which means we'll no longer have hope for the fourth industrial revolution, for example.
Yeah. In fact, we will have an opportunity to catch up, because when things have to reconfigured or reinvented, then we will be able at least to go. Because right now, Tate France, our countries are irrelevant. Our countries are captured. They are just like cattle post, like I said in one of your shows. Do you understand?
Yes.
Our countries are like cattle post, non-commercial cattle post for Europe and the West. We are slightly connected and given a little bit of a voice, but we are irrelevant in the bigger scheme of things. we are irrelevant. And of course, if look at what is going on in Ukraine, the outcries of racial discrimination when people are boarding planes, would you really allow, if your house catches fire and you have one of your farm worker, one of your farm worker's child is also in the same vicinity and people must be saved, who do you save first? The farm worker's child or your own child? This is now in racial terms.
Yeah.
So there's always that natural discrimination. Unless we African countries realize that we are at the bottom of things and try to meaningfully ask ourselves, where the hell should we be? Are we where we should be? These technologies that we're claiming to understand, this fourth industrial revolution, are we just people in a class, in a grade 10 classroom where the teacher is saying, do you understand? And everybody says, yes, we do. Or are we, where are we? Where should we be? Why should we strive to be better? Can we create an identity? Can we create an African agenda that we should strive towards? In terms of technology, what is it? What is our relationship with this technological advancement? The sooner we tell ourselves that we don't know, the better. The sooner we now say, let's have a Namibian center of technology where people can be made to understand where the world is. Because I don't think we know. We are just being plugged on and plugged off. So we can be plugged off any time, and all of us will be depressed, and we wouldn't know what's going on. And that is the future. That's the way in which we in Africa and the rest of the underdeveloped world can be eliminated so easily psychologically by just switching off internet. If you switch off internet access, I can tell you, access to internet for, let's say, 10 days in Africa, the amounts of depressed people, suicidal, they will be unimaginable because we are so dependent on it.
Yeah.
We have abandoned everything we knew. We progressed with the world and we are there. If somebody just switches off, I saw one of my residents, we have this Wi-Fi connections. And then for few days, there was a disconnection of some sort, and I couldn't figure it out. Do you know how many tenants I lost? Just simply because they have no more access to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yes. I lost. They literally decided, we are no longer going to live here because what we used to be connected to. And the reason for them being there is basically accommodation. But there was a plus thing in terms of that Wi-Fi. And they decided to go where they don't know if there is internet. But for as long as I deprived them that was enough to anger them to leave. You understand? So now look at it from the national perspective. Look at it from the regional perspective. If politicians want to depress people of a certain region, I don't even want to give ideas. Just switch off access to it. Do you know when the presidential convoy gets into town that usually connectivity is compromised?
Yeah.
That period, people get so angry. So that is the extent to which technology is a key part of it's like a new vein. It's like a new vein in our blood circulating system that if you cut it, you can harm a person. And that war is going to to actually determine whether life will go on as usual or life will have to be overhauled like an engine.
All right, Mr. George, yes, thank you very much for your elaborate point there.
Yeah, but that France, can you tell me the gap between the First World War, the Second World War,
mm-hmm.
and the difference in time space? The First World War.
Yeah.
Did it start in 1918?
No, it started in 1914.
1914 ended in 1918.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the Second World War started in 1939, ending in 1945.
Okay.
Yeah.
The war in Ukraine started 2022. What is the difference between that the first and the current war in Ukraine?
I mean, the First World War is actually the beginning of military technological advancement, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one was the advancement of tanks, the improvement of automatic and lethal and stealth weaponry, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the improvement of war aircraft engines and speed.
Okay,
yes.
But France, can you tell me the relevance of China, Japan, India, and Pakistan in the First World War? What were they then? What efforts did they make?
Maybe we can talk about Japan, because by mm-hmm. that time they were quite advancing in tech. I think apart from the West, Japan was supposed to be apart from America and Germany, of course, which was a global power of some of a sort, if you like. Japan mm-hmm. was a global power of Asia. I mean, was a power. Yeah, was a military power in Asia, and of course, yeah. Germany was Europe's major power.
Yeah,
yeah, and of course, the UK has had an upper hand in terms of finance because they own a lot of colonies. But
yeah.
The Germans, given their advancement in military technology and science, they were the power apart from the US.
Yeah. And what was China then?
No, China was somewhat of a, because I mean, China fell to the Japanese both in the First and the Second World War. So it was not that much of a global strength. I mean, it was the Chinese strength were no match to the Japanese by that time.
Exactly. China was more like a playground for Chinese attempts to expand, isn't it? The occupation of, is it Manchuria?
Yeah, the Japanese, it was more of a playground by both Japanese and British.
And British, exactly. So there was a power play against China by Japan and Britain. So in fact, Britain was using Japan to try and infiltrate and occupy, basically. The agenda of Japan then was to occupy China. Was it Japan not allowed to participate in the League of Nations, or was it China?
I'm not quite. I have to go and check my. I think I have it somewhere. I don't have that information here.
Okay. I must just. One of those countries tried to join the League of Nations. I don't know. I think it's after after the First World War, there was an attempt for either Japan or China to join the League of Nations, which later became the United Nations, and they were told if they know what they are doing, if they were basically insulted. That is like Namibia trying to be part of the UN Security Council. You understand?
Yeah.
They were frowned upon. They were like, come on, who do you think you are? You are nothing. You cannot be part of this. And that embarrassment is what led to this country's assuming identities to compete to be relevant. And I'm saying this because African countries, I don't know if our leaders in Africa try to understand history and what makes countries relevant. Because I don't even know if there is an attempt by our leaders to try and create value for a country. The value of China that you see today is actually created because of the way in which they were treated in the past by the West. And I don't know if people think China has done anything to be hated by the West. China is hated by the West just like black people are hated by white people. We haven't done anything. It is the potential to do something, the potential to be strong, is what people are against. It's not what you are, it's what you are capable of becoming. The West stole a lot of intellectual property in the civilization of China. When the British were colonizing countries, they went around stealing, but they always realized that this country, these people, are likely to be far stronger. Let's suppress them. Let's divide them. Let's make them just instruments. But the Chinese refuse, and that's why they are strong today.
All right, so, Mr. George.
Yeah.
Yes.
My final contribution, I think we need to look at Elon Musk and his efforts and his activities. Have you read anything about his comments? Did you see anything, Elon Musk's comments on the Ukrainian conflict?
Not as yet.
Okay. Elon Musk these are the guys that are helping in the advancement of technology in the world. And later on, I will come back to share with you what his input is, or what his likely input, should this war go further, what is likely to be his input.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. George.
You're welcome, Dr. Franz.
Right. All right, that is what we are getting. Technology is playing out. This is a tech war. And any war has been a tech war from the first to the second. And if there should be a third world war, it's going to be both cyber war and conventional military. And then, of course, artificial intelligence being put in to try to make life easier. We have drones that are being used in this war. And of course, the Turkish drones that have found themselves being used by the Ukrainians in this war. But, well, history or news is saying that, of course, there is a huge, almost since the invasion of Ukraine, I think Ukraine has never seen there's this type of build-up that the Russians have built up now, and they are almost near the, and they have given a designated area to a southern area out of Kiev, and they told the civilians to leave Kiev immediately, and they have told them which way they should go leaving Kiev, because they are, there is a huge build-up of Russian military vehicle and armored supply vehicles and tanks and logistics and everything. And they are within the town. There's a town called Avankiv that is just near, that they have already, of course, taken. And they are, of course, the capital, Kiev, has been hit by the Russian army, the Russian air force, and of course tanks there. So it seems that the Ukrainian army are fighting a guerrilla type of warfare. They are not really fighting the, they are not really engaging in the conventional warfare throughout the country. They have chosen to do more, to do much of the guerrilla, where you have to hit and run. You target something, you obliterate it and run. Of course, there are quite a number of Russian armored vehicles that have been hit by the Ukrainian soldiers. But at the same time, 70 soldiers this morning were killed. 70 Ukrainian soldiers were killed by a Russian artillery strike. So that's what we are getting there. And of course, this is an, a development story. I mean, a developing story. This is developing news that we will be having throughout the day. And of course, Homeran will try to go much deeper in it. And of course, bringing you some of the, trying to bring some of the analysis, and also some local news. We'll bring in quite exciting take from Namibia as far as the Ukraine issue and I mean Ukraine-Russia conflict is concerned. But these 15 minutes, I'm giving it to you so that you come through, and the number in studio is 083-288-401. If you want to be part of the conversation, we can take your calls. But I do request with due respect that we stick to 2 minutes, just summarize your take. And of course, we can have a vast discussion. I will try to allocate more time to you on the home run after, of course, I have given much time to the guests that are going to be with us and trying to make us understand it from a Namibian point of view, from a diplomatic stance of Namibia, if we can get somebody, but we will also get it from a general point of view and what is going on in Ukraine as far as the Namibian students are concerned, and also the Africans that are being discriminated by either Ukrainian police or Polish police, and of course, as well as other countries. Eagle FM.
Hey, Frank.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay, Frank. Frank, if we are talking about the war which is happening now, I think most of them, they want to test their missile and whatever they are doing. And also, when it comes to economy also, to for sanction. If you see now, Frank, what is happening, you know, even, you know, the team of Russia, they used to play in Champions League, and now they banned. And I remember one thing, that's why we are saying, this thing, it will bring a lot of chaos in when it comes to economics. Remember that in the Russian team, there are African players which are playing abroad. At the end of the day, those African players, they will contribute when it comes to our nation. Either foreign exchange or sometimes even just GDP to the country.
And getting on top of, you can see that in Namibia, even the oils are going up tomorrow. But at the end of the day, we are saying we are not involved, but at the end of the day, those things are going to affect us, the war which is happening there.
All right, Gabriel, thank you very much.
All right, my brother.
Right, 083-238-401. Of course, today, 12 midnight, fuel goes up with $1.20, over $1.20. And not only in Namibia, but in UK and other countries around the world, in Russia, everywhere, they are starting to feel the pinch of the sanctions as well as the conflict of the conflict. According to analysis, if at all the analysis hold water here. Igan FM.
Good morning, Gary friends. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Mm.
Very good, interesting topic that you're busy with.
Yes.
Dr. Frank, in the... I may let's start first thing first with regards to the impact of this of this conflict.
Yeah.
Do you know, just by the statistics that you were given, that approximately 100 or less than 100, just below 100, Namibian students are in Ukraine.
Mm.
Now, that already gives you a tip of an iceberg with regards to what we term digital diplomacy, or what you call science and technology diplomacy.
Yeah.
What do I mean? I need to unpack this for you.
I'm starting to be jealousy because, you see, you are calling at a very, and I need much more of that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to arrest you for calling this time. And
please,
I'm going to call you so that we unpack that during the home run.
Sure.
Because that's when we might have enough time to unpack that. Yes.
Sure.
Right. But I can give you maybe 2 minutes just to go on the surface.
Okay. Yeah. It's fine. So, just in terms of our relevancy, whether we are part of it or, you know, we will get a negative effect or we are also affected, I just started telling you that the 100 students that are there already gives you a tip of an iceberg in terms of what we call digital diplomacy. Now, at one point in time when the world converged digitally, that's a true reflection of non-discrimination in a seamless economy. And I always like to say that a tech eagle that we most of the time we estimate in terms of the human capacity or human resources that we have in terms of skills that are pertaining in the world with regards to technology. So it has affected on the education level, it has affected on the commercial level, because there's so much skills that are exporting in the world with regards to technology that are Namibian-based, that are making revenue out of this economy. The second part is a lot of people try to overlook the digital or cyber security aspect of the world which has converged, which we called a global village, a digital global village. Now, while people are busy destroying infrastructure and a certain group of people or a nation is being dispersed from one location to another location, it opens up the weakest link with regards to cybersecurity. And within the whole confusion of this digital community, this is where a lot of cyber
attacks are taking place. So, because of the relaxation of the rule of law, because in a war, the rule of law is negated.
Yeah.
You can take it, for example, a normal citizen, Ukrainian, will have his personal rifle. He will start using it.
Yeah, I mean, they are going to get AK-47s.
They're filling bottles with petrol. They're creating petrol bombs.
Mm.
Now, that's a weapon of a person.
A person who
is technology savvy, or who is a technology expert, or is a technology guru, what we say in our field. This person will also use cyber attacks to attack. But then in this world, when you attack one, you can probably also just attack many. And I always say that out of a group of 10 people, 2 are bad. So the replica effect of this conflict is really, and we're already feeling it, that is really damaging the digital economy. And we will feel it. Not next year, we'll feel it most probably next month. With regards to energy in terms of fuel, I think that's just an immediate reaction. But the technology digital effect, we'll start feeling it as from next week or 2 weeks, in 2 weeks' time.
All right,
let me not finish the time. Thank you, friends, and we'll converse again.
Leah, let's unpack it in more details at the home run there.
Sure.
Right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Right, that is what we are getting. The issue of, of course, we still have 6 minutes before I say my goodbyes. I can take your calls, 083-2884-01, that's the number in studio. What do you make of what is going on as far as the tech is concerned? And of course, it seems that even the food commodity is going to go high. I was listening to some economic analysts. They are saying, okay, fine. The sanction has hit Russia, but Russia is the main importer of wheat, which means the commodity of food commodities and food, the price in food commodities will rise and the spending will be high. Apart from the oil, the food commodities will also go higher. Igor FM.
Yes, Mr. Franz, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
So let me thank God for the analytical and understanding of the issue from Mr. George. So the way he narrated the story, it is very beneficial to us to understand where we came from. So because sometimes it is true, the war is not good. But when you look at the embargo, the sanctions, political, economic, and everything culturally, in every aspect of life, that is put now by the Western. Those are not new ones. During the liberation struggle, we know very well, like you mentioned about Quito Panavare, during that time, I just want to expand it from that point, how Cuba was put in that sanction, and all the communist countries who were supporting that ideology. So, but we were able to liberate Africa. We were able. And I can tell you a short story to make it a long story short. How the West came, were forced to come to their table in terms of militarization, military technology, the aircraft advancement that you are talking about. That forced The Western
group. It came as a result of what, Uncle Bona?
Which one?
What you are talking about?
The advancement. The advancement. I have talked a lot of things. Unless
no,
you
I'm talking about Western. Western.
Oh, the Western. The apartheid South Africa. Apartheid South Africa. They all were lumping them together. We call them the imperialists.
No,
Western imperialists.
I'm saying. You are saying the West coming to the negotiating table.
Yes, they were forced actually to come to the negotiating table. So if I tell you about the Battle of Kwita Panavale, when I'm talking about the military advancement, the technology, when the aeroplanes, the armored, what is it, this aircraft of the military aircraft, when they were, you see, they are Grootfontein, that was their strategic position to launch. Whenever we wanted to attack Angola and all things, apparently pretending to look for the guerrillas, topo combatants. Well, they were leaving us in the country here. So you are talking about guerrilla warfare. That is the strategy that is applied there. But the issue is here is that those kind of technology, the Cuban, that's a Cuban one, they actually brought the Western to the Nile. In the South African apartheid region. So I think you wanted me to explain there. If there is anything that you want me to explain, that is the result of the negotiation.
All right,
because it's actually the West who came to negotiate. They say, fine, now this enclave, the capture.
That is your side of.
Even this history is documented by the guys who were in the South African army. You ask them, they will tell you.
No, but
not
no.
That you have documented it, is it?
No, Uncle Bona.
So why are you saying no, Uncle Bona? Because I don't want to speculate. I'm saying
I don't have enough time to engage you
okay,
on this topic.
So this is not speculation. It's a historical event.
I know, but that is just one side of it.
It's what I did. Documented the other side.
All right, Uncle Bona, that is of course one side of the story, but there is another side to this one, and that's why I don't have enough time to engage him on that one. It's my time has also come to an end here, come to a serious halt, and it's my time to say goodbye, and I'm suspecting that Sally is in here.
I'm here. Oh,
yes. So, yeah. Hi, friends. Sally, good afternoon. Of course, it's an afternoon now.
Yeah. Good afternoon, friends. How are you doing?
Good.
That's good. How was your show?
No, the show was very brief, very intense, and part of it will continue on the homeland.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Any highlights for today?
Okay, let me not preempt it, but
okay,
yeah, we are talking about the Ukraine, the Russia-Ukraine situation, and how it is affecting the tech, the supply of tech, manufacturing commodity. Components and the tech infrastructure in the world. That is what we are talking about, and I had a guest. Was trying to make us understand.
I see. So I guess tech-wise, it is something that is really relevant.
Yeah, I mean, if you check the war itself, it's a tech war. Most of the weapons that are being used are quite sophisticated. Have the introduction of the surface-to-air missiles in Ukraine from both sides. So... And you have the supply of much weaponry from Western countries. Yeah, so it's worrisome, but at the same time, from a tech point of view, I think one would say it's exciting, maybe for lack of better words, because now work is easier than before.
I see. Interesting. So today on the Brand Conversation, we're looking at... dealing with difficult people. Yes, last night on Off the Hook, we spoke about holding grudges. And so someone suggested that, you know, we look at dealing with difficult people because sometimes, you know, some people either choose to kind of not say anything and that creates a very, you know, bad environment. So we're going to be looking at that today. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah,
and of course, Nvalde, my colleague, is also joining me today.
Okay. That issue of saying you are talking about, you are raising a concern and then somebody's trying to ask you to say it more.
Yeah.
And then you say, never mind. You are withdrawal. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
I can tell you personally, I hate that word, never mind.
Never mind. All right. Never mind then.
All right. Never mind.
Thank
say
you.
Goodbye.
For us.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Mwakatiko rubede rohude undi, ora tienjo o ikel FM ayadida era karaimba mbehina raka. Tuahanasana chinene o mahungiwe nyando, o maihameno, o ruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapulilo, wavana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe o kuhungira o hunga no mamu ina woye. Kukusha ora tienjo o ikel FM ayika onje komurungu, no mekulisiro yoshiwana. Matu hepa o riameto roye, moshimbesho vina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongole wadombude na njibisiro, na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ombatoyo ye yodoranda efere, no i waeleta, omblu waeleta, po isi waeleta, konomo oranji. Onora, ohambonda to imwe, ombali, odonora mbali, oine, oimwe, odo ine mbali. Miaro kona nombo ranji rukwao, onora, ohambondatu oimwe ombali odonora mbali oime oimwe odo ine mbali po hinda no EFT po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House kombanga njoka muti FNB ombranch ko utenji ombali ohambo ndatu onora oimwe ohambo mbali ombali mosho mwise miarka no branch ko utanjo ombali ohambo ndatu onora oimwe ohambo mbali ombali mosho mwise wakao namba kumwe itiza shimaliba oyonji ohambo umwe oba mbali mbali ohambo mbali odo imwe mbali odo onora ndatu oine ondatu ono mara mumwe itiza shimaliba ku FNB oyonji ohambo umwe odo mbali mbali ohambo mbali odo imwe mbali odo onora ndatu oine ondatu ungulitha o emaila po onomora yoye osho o referensa yoye
Eagle FM the eye.